So here, and I've been thinking about this as a translator, I'm just going to give the homage that Kishala does at the beginning. To him who in compassionate wisdom taught the sacred Dharma for the shunning all of all views, to him, to Gautama, I bow. So here, for the beginning, I want to describe a little bit about thinking about the eight freedoms and the 10 opportunities or endowments, and thinking about that a little bit, do some meditation, and then continue picking up in the text, and then we will go to question and answer. And just as an aside, I want to say that, you know, in terms of teaching Dharma to Western students or knowing a kind of Western point of view. I haven't had much experience with that. I just came here in April, and during my time at like Sarah J. Monastery, I encountered a few people from Korea, a nun from Taiwan, but I haven't had much experience with Westerners. So if there is something that you think would be helpful to discuss or to talk about in terms of Dharma, please tell me. I'm open to suggestions.
Tandangazo, Tajur Tunji, Sejua, Tadi Sambachevala, Nichirbuchi, Chitan, Sigmanguri, Buritan, Sigani Mato, Larimera, Tena de Chile, so Chini Mare, Tavet, Yishin Molena, Tindani, Tarit Samshi, so Tindish, Tati Sigoma Mombayota, Juma Motuni Lapsures and two. And it Tavet in Yishin Molena, said Tangaransuki. Lutente, ni yishing nubule yang sagres, ta chik nuburin tang chimbu shibutin la sagres, ta nubu gudu gunjun sige digi, ni tsetigi, la bat chasan duk tugres. Yimbayena, tsetimaki, digiti, ni nubu gudu gunjun duk tuguyo mares. Yimbayendu, maranzu lutente, ni nubu dile yang sagres. Maranzu lutente, tuane, ni tsetima.
So So, here, regarding thinking about the great value of this kind of human life, this life of leisure that we have now, Lama Tsongkhapa has many verses that describe this, but here one describes how this life that we have is more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, but recognizing that, we see that it's also momentary, it's fleeting. So here, the kind of life that we have right now is more valuable than some kind of, like we use the example of a wish-fulfilling jewel, but something that is of extremely great value. If you have such a valuable kind of like jewel, something like that, you are able to, on that basis then, attain whatever you might need for this life. But you can't do anything for beyond this life, for your future lives, even on the basis of all of that wealth. But the kind of life that we have right now, we are able to, if we want to, if we use it correctly, go from a good rebirth to good rebirth, to that kind of definite, stable happiness, the lasting happiness of nirvana. So if use it properly, we have that kind of opportunity that's even more precious than the most precious kind of wealth or a wish-fulfilling jewel. But there's no stability to this life, as in we aren't guaranteed to get this again and again. There's no way that we can be certain even that it will remain for very long. So if we could be sort of guaranteed that we would always have this life, that might be different. But this life that we have right now, it's temporary, it's fleeting.
주와선제 탐제게 체도 아니 탐제 지금 공원 토비 탈배 공원 토비 주와신 탈배 공원 꽤 탐제 지금 공원 꽤 말하면서 주주 가는 주바 인바는 류제 디딩에게 아니 죽토고리 인바 인두기 아니 대도국 토라 제가이나 전달된데 스톱토고 요와 인베도 말하면서 류제 대체 뭐 시부지리 스워터리스 두고 따라와
So here, when it comes to recognizing the kind of great value of this life that we have, with the kind of human body and intellect that we have, we are able to accomplish like a great purpose. We can think of that in terms of like a temporary sort of the things of this life, as well as ultimately a greater purpose than that. But like to give an example, on this basis of this kind of body and mind, humans have been able to, through the use of science and so forth, like beginning maybe 300 years ago, they improved in terms of the kind of technologies that we have, the sort of machines and the abilities, and in this way are able to bring some kind of temporary benefit, achieve the sort of temporary needs of other beings. I mean, they have created kind of things that are almost beyond our conception, beyond our imagination, and this is using this human body and our intellect. So on the basis of this kind of human life, there's great purposes that one can achieve in terms of temporary aims, like we see through science and the kinds of things that they have been able to do in terms of technologies. And I think that we can think of them as having improved our lives in terms of the temporary needs, in terms of particularly medical sciences, the ability to cure and treat diseases. We have achieved a great sort of benefit through scientific discoveries. And so too, like in terms of the technologies that we have developed, we have the ability now to connect with other human beings around the world. Like if you have a family somewhere else, if I wanted to call a relative in Tibet, I could be like looking at their face as though we were face to face through a video call. And you can have those kinds of connections that would have been almost unthinkable in the past, or would have been unthinkable. And in terms of travel as well, like if we wanted to go from here to Tibet, you could arrive tomorrow. Whereas in the past, like if you only had technologies of the past, it would be almost impossible or it would take months. And so using this kind of human body and mind, humans have managed to create things that bring those temporary benefits by being able to think somewhat more long term. Like animals don't have that sort of capacity. They might have the ability to think a few months ahead and maybe a year ahead, but they don't really have the kind of intellectual capacity for the kind of developments or accomplishment, being able to accomplish what they want like humans. And we don't just have the ability to accomplish like our own aims, but that of our friends and family as well, based upon the kind of knowledge and human body and mind. And if we do virtuous activities, if we think about the kind of actions that we take, we can impact our future lives. With the basis of this body and mind, we can ensure that we have another good rebirth. And not only that, but if we make the right kind of causes, we can attain liberation. We can actually get out of this by attaining the state of liberation, or even beyond that, the state of omniscience, of Buddhahood. That kind of ultimate goal is within our capacity, within this kind of human life. So when we reflect in this way upon the purposes that can be achieved with this sort of human body and mind, we really come to have a feeling or understand how valuable this sort of life is.
Chala yaku shibu chigla pechu loko chebu 자고레스 아니 공부로도 개가르송으로서는 경식을 쓰는 의전지에 짜봤대서 냉죽 차고를 기입을 강행하소 경식 미루 끼니 디벨레 제발 되네 대회 제가 류유송을 가르송으로서는 경식을 쓰는 의전지에 짜봤어 뇌 땅 안에 갈라서서가 뇌 뇌교시에 세르디앙 세르임바체 뇌교티 세르임바체 다 세르디라 아니 갱이째 유당 주르당 못들어 견제만 오시째 디디레스 말하는 유대디 디다브레스 다 세르긴 뇌 견제만 못다 바체교고 뇌디라 가르치에르스나 표주 제용주 맹죽 차고라 기바 강기바서나 다 직죽고 주예 아니 조파 녹사 오 딘데 제바 옌바이나 디 미디 직땡나 맨 눈물에 꾹바래 다 딘데 내그로 와스 딜레 그냥 경식 미루 있겠니 딕베레스 경식 다야 나랑 미터 가시나 경식 미루 있겠니 난 미루 있겠어 다 내가 지혜구나 기회 내가 마치고 지 아니 독조 딕베레가 당장 지혜니 독수 지게 디니 있어 나마 딜레 그냥 대회 지혜라고 눈물했어 아마도 눈도 눈물 시벌에서 나고 대내 그냥 당당히 빼 눈물을 해서 어때 공부를 그렇게 순도와 뒤는 신기 다음은 야티 아 제가 연배는 뒤에 누구 선선 찍지 야 찍이 뒤에 맨날 시원한 뒤에 다와 니에 다가 깨고 마자나 뒤에 누구 시험이 뒤에 몽방 시험에도 오순 나랑서 뒤에 뒤에 다와 니에 줄면서 뒤에 그릴 때 빼 다와 니에네 다다게 그거 마셔서 개외 쪽으로 공부 마셔 봐이나 딜레 루가 시험인데 소소소소 루에디 딜레 루가 딜레 사과지 요 말스 소소 루에디 딜레 사과지 루 요 말스 다 개외 내가 마셔 봤지 미끼외 내가 찾아 봤잖아 배 몸바 시고 팀 머리고 몸바 그런 심몽을 딜레 사과 몸에 그런 요 말스 그래 어디데 인도기 다 찍대 줄라 삼탄 아니 되네 말아줘 류대도 도대체 보증해 두고 삼대게 도대체 못 두나 딘데 두게도 아니 내 두고 삼대게 아니 가만히 있으시 공개해다.
So because on the basis of this kind of life, we can achieve a great aim, a great purpose. At the least, we can, by doing virtuous actions, attain a good rebirth, this kind of life of leisure and opportunity in the future. And beyond that, we can do virtues, thinking to benefit others. I think that many of you here have done many virtuous actions with the thought to benefit others. And you have the rest of your lives. We have the rest of our lives to be able to do actions that will be of benefit to others. So if we are instead to use our life in kind of meaningless pursuits, there couldn't be a more wasteful thing to do than that, especially to use our lives for non-virtue. And we have this kind of opportunity that could be used for such a great purpose. To instead use it for non-virtue is, as Nagarjuna puts it, like someone who has a golden vessel that is like a bejeweled golden vessel and uses that as like a trash can or a receptacle to vomit into. Someone who has this kind of precious human life and uses it for non-virtue is even stupider than that. So if you had some kind of like precious golden vessel that's encrusted with all kind of jewels, maybe it's for used to be for serving food or something like that, but not recognizing the value of it, you like take it and use it to vomit into or to put dirty things into. I mean, people would look at that and think, what a great waste. Why are you using that in that way? But even stupider than that, more foolish than that, is to take this kind of life that we have, this precious human life, and use it for non-virtuous action. And so too, as Shantideva says, that like right now, at this moment, we have this kind of life. And if we don't use it for something meaningful, for virtuous actions, what could be more deceptive than that? What could be more deluded than that? We can't deceive ourselves more than like taking this kind of life that we have and using it for non-virtuous actions or not putting it to virtue. We couldn't be more deluded than not sort of using it in a purposeful way. So thinking about the meaning of these verses and reflecting upon how valuable this kind of life is, that we can achieve these sorts of purposes on this basis, let's meditate for 2 or 3 minutes.
토스네 텐요 다디네 모틀라에 아 계속 참을 때 있으라 배다 공부를 드라마에 신이 다시 보신도 딱 때문에 빠져진 처음에 만나 그렇지 네, 따가다니 빠져서 책방에 보내면 잘 알았어요. 딱 뒤에 캐둘라, 기당 책가마 대단 직거래, 리다시아 로신도 세주라, 딱 알아서, 왜냐, 공자, 사모탕, 냠니체, 제게 뇌사띠, 근데 직거래, 세운들게, 아니, 시엔지, 마초라, 마시와, 근데 내 엠바치가 되어버려요. 따가다니 빠져서, 대니기, 대니, 바자신 세운들, 배바, 마통아, 배바. 어디에 지친 때문에. 다 독시, 엠베니는 독시 때는 개발 가요를 세운들이, 아니, 개조를 빼, 내가 개발. 아니, 미시엔게 양소소나, 아, 지금, 착바당, 당화된데, 매바. 아니, 딘제 개조를 내가 미부티, 시부티, 응그리스. 착바매만 내버려 자스. 어디 순으로
So, then picking up and continuing in the text, we were on this verse which reads, and I'll read this translation. It says, dwell utterly in solitude beyond town limits, like the carcass of an animal. Hide yourself away in the forest and live free of attachment. Here, the two sets of this verse, the two sort of first lines and then the last two lines are similar in the sense that if we really want to engage in practice, in meditation, we need to be in a kind of place that is in solitude, where we're sort of hiding ourselves away, where we're not around like groups of people, where we're not close to others that will give rise to attachment or aversion. So having that kind of environment in order to practice, as it says here, like hide yourself away, dwell in the kind of solitude in which you can be without attachment and so forth.
What 아니 레주티르 치미나 나주르선 소에 소메 직송송아 시두게 마 시두게 미신다 큰 하 마고로 치나스 마 시두 따네 엠바데네 시비나 미신다 하고 말와 오 미신다 하 마고로 치 시차레 제나 루루 수부페 루바 차자 발라 남게 차트 사게 차트 마도마치 좀네 약간 소리스 아니 제 제 중앙에 배나 아니 나나주 就是没那么爱三宝做松死的松了但第一天天松过做的肯定是累我是那嘎当白去了就我几班的爱的心呢举别嘎当白去的那嘎当白碰路就死去了嘎当碰路就死去了但第二呢做的带把死死去了带把死死去了路不去了的你去不长了的正不去了的西不出国干过了的在我的天天松过了 다디르게 아니 정국디 담아디 시에로스 다 정부에 시에 다 시투야 마 정부에 가는랑 아니 시에 그렇게 아무리스 아니 시사가 내한테 아니 고아서나 보복경 볼 때 세트 가야 미주에게 리부 보고 추죽사 같은데 도와다 대쪽이 내한테나 시와 중앙이나 삼네 대대 삼을 삼을 땅에 나가 출시를 오다 가담에게 남아들 좋게 숨을
이 양결스 디시 소로 루북 쳐르데 루북 쳐르데 소소 루북스는 삼르 푸티 루북 쳐르데 쳐푸티
장고 장고스나 강양 그 유자라 강 장 장데 장게 장게 타마데 가르잖아 정북 실다 이제 장고 남내랑 시에게 실데 She said, Net, that I net, net, trouble campo, net, and but again. Tungo, trouble campo, a shibu trouble campo, take some. Shibu trouble campo, yes, what in the sun.
So, here, as we spoke of last time, there's the example of Jetsun Milarepa, who described, like, in a verse that if there is no one to like even know that I have died, if there's no one to gather around to take care of my corpse, if there's no one to like cry around my body, then my aims as a yogi will have been fulfilled. So to die in a way where you're in that place of solitude without attachments, where there's no one to come and like have to take care of the body, but rather sort of left just to the vultures to eat this corpse, this is kind of the ultimate fulfillment of a yogi. And so too, when it comes to this kind of practice, like this verse enumerates of practicing in solitude, there is the Kadam masters, the Kadampa masters would speak of the 10 innermost Kadampa jewels, and the four reliances or four aims, I believe they're called, refers to you should aim your mind at the Dharma, as in like not sort of your ultimate aim should be looking at the Dharma, and sort of not thinking of this life or these kinds of affairs, but you should be sort of phased at or aiming toward the Dharma. And your Dharma should be aimed at like being a beggar, as in even if you have to become a beggar, like have a kind of situation where you have nothing left, you're willing to engage in that sort of Dharma practice. And then aiming the beggar at death, as in even if you are to die, you would be engaging in this practice. You're sort of aimed at practicing the Dharma even should you die. And aiming that at being in like a remote kind of valley, not where anyone else is. So this is the sort of way in which to like aim your practice at this sort of accomplishing a kind of practice within a sense of solitude, the ultimate solitude being dying in a place where no one would even find your corpse. Is that what the four aims are doing? I'm not telling you this to make you worried like you need to go off and live in a cave as a beggar. That's not necessarily the idea behind this.
그러면 됐죠. 나이라. 저 아니 단다. 나 사람도 된지 아, 내가 벌써 최고고 말이야. 지나야 다 대수 최게 대수 빼야 우리 삼리가 삼로에 돈에 대해서 땅토이나 디아고와.
So it's not as though you need to go out and do this yourselves, but we can have a kind of veneration, respect for those who do choose to do this kind of practice.
네 삼로 디기 아, 단 높죠. 저나 최다야 돼. 이 까담배기 출도 스타일이잖아. 아니 배 야구 용사를 튕기더라. 아 되게 단대 뒤 까담배 뒤 출도 믹서 제발 가르서 배 딸자 신축시고 여지. 딸자 신축시고 여지. 아니 뒤 단에게 딸자 신축당 지회군이 아니 냠네 배 채통고 여지. 대한 냠네 제에 뒤 나다 슉친 것이라 맞제교 나다 여라 나다 슉 초가 전에 여러 초가 전에 나던 대화 실험이죠. 어디든지 요리 다 까담배기 마디 조진의 용료지. 니는 신진 높이고를 또 스타일이잖아. 에 양을 쓰는 사람 말해 삼수로 하더니.
So in my opinion, I think it would be really good in the Dharma spreading to the West if this lineage of the Kadampa kind of Dharma were to spread. I think this because the Kadampa teachings and Dharma are really like sound. They're well investigated, well reasoned kind of practical teachings. And they're brought by really authentic kind of practitioners who practiced in this way, in solitude and so forth. But they aren't sort of, although they do engage in some kind of and Vajrayana practices, that's not the main kind of thrust of those teachings, but rather they're very well-grounded kind of teaching. So if that were to spread, I think that would be quite good.
Itam se chile doa itam se anege itam di tempo chile yes chiche ani diwana lelo nyomle chume se se wata til male wutu ta ngarantu ta do itam ten chashin se gete kala wure sungu wure se sona soso ge gejuru tubiye te yigi nane tam che nge nyema tila tichi ane ta shoge tuzule tichi Ningung to the teacher, conduct to the teacher, some baby, so soon Yamichi to such a bang tea, you are enough. Did they bang to your tea? Any yig tamche, maybe, near teacher, some tamjacha. Any tamcha tea, nip seminal yig tamcha, but a bed, tambuchi, yes, tambu, tambuson. A cup of your cup of mail, some of your tamsam mail, my machine, two tatra, tambuchi, nichi to you, yes. Takap kabla, awo takiringa suputi nyoptu tu kiburian sira mindu kangayan tisitu san antijegi nezu yungres. Ya tsamsamla ane kaya chini maro ebe nyomle lelo ta chik namayang tang tindegi lelo wangi tu ta chini maro tindegi sim yungres nyomle tindegi sim yungres. अने तेजे कर्चे वाले तेजे दाना में चांस है तो दाने के जी लूल नज़ा चावता सेमी कांग चाव ठाला चंबु ये वे कुछ चेने के तादिशाना जी मारे ताया दिले दोने के लेलो नामी न्यूमले तेजे जी देशोना दिया में याबु मिंडु ताजे जी मिंडु तेजे दाला ताजे चेना में याबु जी मिंडु तेजे दाना में Digimindo, Nani be little yum neg wangi, and give a tomo mebazin, tadebra, coracham, use moons, then lelo coracham to the chunsum, the tedesum. Then the Nashiki, Peggy, Tushu, Taja to Mashaki to be Chupa, Tushu, Chupa, Chupa. Consuke Chupa de Nashinchi, then I am Kasuchi to Chigi, and it's a make you tapa to get. Seta kalau jangan dia bagai, coba jadu tension ni, jadu ni tension ni, maya tak cik nyamle ni lalu macam macam susu ini tamjeh bagai jodoh, ane mutu ni cik nyamle sibuk je pura esok malam.
So the next verse reads, "Always remain firm in your commitment. When a hint of procrastination and laziness arises, at that instant, enumerate your flaws and recall the essence of spiritual conduct." So here, the first line of this has this word that we sometimes translate as like yidam or meditational deity, but here it's really in the sense of holding firm to like what we have committed to in our mind that we are going to do. Like if we think I'm going to do this kind of practice in the morning and then this in the afternoon and this in the evening and this at night and so forth, that we are staying committed to that kind of virtuous practice that we have dedicated ourselves to. for, that we have pledged to do. It's not kind of doing it sometimes and then sometimes not doing it. Like if we think, oh, you know, my body's not feeling so great, or oh, I'm not feeling so happy today, or I'm having this difficulty or that difficulty. If we just let ourselves get distracted, if we let ourselves sort of think that, oh, I'll do it later, or we have this kind of laziness, as it says here, when a hint of procrastination and laziness arises, at that instant enumerate your flaws, as in recognizing that being lazy, or like losing our kind of commitment to what we had promised to do, really isn't okay. This means like recognizing it in relation to ourselves, like holding yourself accountable, like, hey, I committed to doing this kind of practice on a daily basis at this time. It's not okay to just fall off from that. I don't want to just let that go. And so as it says here, then at that instant enumerate your flaws, like the flaws or the faults of sort of letting ourselves come under the control of laziness, and recall the essence of spiritual conduct. So here, recalling the essence of spiritual conduct is really thinking about those kinds of holy beings and the examples that they have set, like Buddha Shakyamuni, for example. All of the kinds of qualities that he attained, all of the various sorts of limbs of enlightenment, the factors of enlightenment that he was able to achieve within this one lifetime were due to diligence, due to joyous effort. And so looking at the kind of like situation that we are in, we're still remaining in samsara, still cycling due to our laziness, due to not making that kind of effort towards those goals. So we should think that rather than the way I've acted in the past, I'm going to act in accordance with those kinds of holy beings. Try to sort of, however much I am able to, emulate their kind of practice, holding in mind the kind of commitment that I have made. These days, often like we might make a lot of commitments, like you do a lot of empowerments, and coming along with that are the things that you need to like recite, or the kinds of meditations that you're supposed to be doing every day. Like if you have done some kind of empowerment or initiation that involves having the commitment of succession guru yoga, so you've got 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, and maybe you have a particular self-generation sadhanas to do, and so it can add up the kind of things that you're supposed to be doing every day. And so there are those times where, yeah, it's going to be for whatever circumstances we're unable to recite everything, and maybe we need to purify or do some kind of practice of confession. But there are those times when maybe we can't, we're feeling tired, or we have certain circumstances and we don't feel like we can maybe recite all of the words of all of those sadhanas, for example. So maybe to go through instead and like think about the various topics, think about each of the things things that you are going through in that sadhana, I think can suffice for, instead of like saying the entire thing, reciting the entire thing. As His Holiness has often said, it's more important, the words aren't as important as really what they are signifying, the meaning that is behind them and what we are thinking about. So if there are those times when you feel like maybe you can't recite all of these various self-generations and so forth, to go through and really think about the essential points, I think that is okay. So here though, my comments about this are not sort of like for when we do have time to recite everything, but we're just like, no, I'm not really feeling like that. This is more for those times when you might not actually have the time to go through all of those commitments. I think it suffices to just think about the most essential points. But here, when there are those times where we maybe lose a little bit of inspiration, or we're not like feeling really like doing these various practices and so forth, I think it's important to reflect upon all the kind of effort that we're putting into this life, the affairs of this life. So if we think about it, what we need to do to sustain ourselves, like maybe you have to get up early to go to work, and you have to make a lot of effort during the day, and then you come home late, and all of this is in order to sustain this one life, to achieve the aims of this life. And if we look at like this life compared with our future lives, really this life is such a short period of time. Our future lives are really countless. We don't really know how long we're going to continue to make rebirth. So if we're able to go through those kinds of difficulties, make that sort of effort for this life alone, then how much more so we should be able to bear with things and make an effort at our future lives, which are so much of a longer period of time. So really, if we can think about it in this way and kind of put it in that perspective, I think that can help us generate a desire to do these practices, to see that as important.
Kati shenda tonga tse, shiti songur mawa tang, chonyere musum bancha shing, tatu tsumshim nyeba chas. Tati waga tila, kesi is shenda tonga tse setu, rana shenda midi, mishi, mijik tonga yinbayna tonga tse, tonga tuyti las. An midi nyamdo, ane shiti setu, ane senbe shishim tuwa. Ane sim shishim tuwa yuwa yudu luti yang nam jur titi sim manra yung gurwa wa dindrik ngane ngaga kone yang ni kecha shewa yana songpur maas na kecha chakpo changyang chakpo shewa yes songpur maas yudu chakpo shewa yes kecha songpur maas tayang chakpo shewa yagi soso la kyun yung yaya chakpo dindrik yuwa yinba yana ngepar tu chakpo shewa kwaya kaya yung mare yang so kaptang tuyubi tabwa ni D, kerja campur siapa ya na? Ini kasih kuyung itu, kuyung kiri sampai ya na? Ini, susu kerja kangsiya kuat sih. Di ni tang di tua na, ni kemas siapa na? Kacau ni dia sih na, dihulur. Ini, nama cuma dia dia na. Ini di Hindu kecilu katin lagi, jiwa mampet tangan. Nama tinggi tawa cuci sejuk. Ini cuma dia dia di ni si pun lagi, kewa cuma soyung kiri tamari. 네 직계라 타요다 요 말에서 진짜게 치와 죽실이 다시 땅대 땅도 좀 되대대 네 콘수 치고 땅땅대 강사가 다 요가 시샤 전에 저 땅이면도 강사가 다 요 말에서 나네 콘수 쓰면도 강사가 아 다 요래 나봐 예뻐 했나니 야 좀 되대대 네 두 시한지 좀 누구 요인도 네 좀 되대 가게 맞으면 알아서 쇼리 롱땡 디디에리 디에 말했어요 말이. 근데 롱마땡 기타와 접시스. 그게 마송아 임바이드 롱마땡 기타와 접시스 디레송아 디는 신기. 근데 소소 그게 시에니 딱다 장고 시에는 누구 두나 야 그게 마셔 접송 아 같이 좀 예된 되고 그래.
So then following that, it says, however, if you do encounter others, speak peacefully and truthfully. Do not grimace or frown, but always maintain a smile. So here, if we do encounter other beings, we should speak, as it says, peacefully, meaning from a mind that is pacified, that is tamed. And when we have our mind is like pacified, that affects our bodily demeanor, our physical demeanor changes based upon that. So we should, and so too our speech. And our speech should be truthful. We should speak truthfully to others. However, this also involves recognizing the importance of like the kind of circumstances, the time in which one is speaking. So there are times when maybe if it would be harmful to speak the truth, to just say whatever it is, maybe it's better to keep our lips closed, to remain silent. Like it is said that there were those occasions in which the sort of 14 questions that were posed to the Buddha that he like left in silence or left in equanimity, as in not responding either way. Things like, is there a beginning or an end to the universe and so forth. And there are those times, like for example, if the Buddha were to respond about there being a self of the person, for those who needed to hear like teachings that there is some kind of a self of the person, he would teach them in that way. Whereas if he were to teach the kind of self of a person to those who are practicing the path, that would contradict those sorts of hearers and solitary realizers and so forth. So the Buddha speaks or responds to questions truthfully, but also there were those times when he left it in silence, as in did not respond for the reasons of the situation as well. So here, if our speaking, even if it is truthful, will cause some kind of harm, we should maybe temporarily not speak, but just sort of leave it in silence or leave it in equanimity.
That in this, Michawat in the day, Kumatra was ten, we are not that of the police, Kumatin is ten, we are not ten, we are not. And he, the alone police, you are living, we were set. Dula, Chapot, turned away, you are not. And he, police, you need it, Taco, Tim to be at the Kama, was sure you are. That dinner police, it turned, so so dinner might we were into. 미디티네 조용고리 조용해도 아니 아 폴리시 제일고라 땅암 폴리시 통리 폴리시가 치어리 잡아들 봐 조용성 왔었으나 그래서 정부 시험이나 아니야 그게 주가 누구로 와 그게 주어이나 그게 미디네 누구요래 아니 강아요라 나 뒤뒤 대내가 없어 가르치고 내려갔다 가르치고 내려온 적이 아니 아 배신 나는 내 가르치고 그랬으나 Toya tambara tong ma yung si lang wes. Toya tambara tong ma yung naso na, Toya tambara chu chikyan yuwa marwa, tambara chu chu chikyan yuwa marwa ta. Toya tambara tong ma yung si lang shaya na, ni gacha jik zuyo ma shi wa che, Toya tambara ni koi yuwa marwa, ho tindir lang wes. Yang ma na, nga tindir na wang ma yung si gacha wa che, ho tindir ki chi du 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 lang jia wes.
So here, then when it comes to speaking truthfully, again, we need to recognize the kind of circumstances. Like, say, for example, there are some thieves that are escaping, and say there are some police that are after these thieves, and if they catch them, maybe we don't know what the police are going to do with these kinds of people. So when you might have seen these people like escaping, running by, and then following them after a little while, you see the police, and the police encounter you and ask, like, well, did you see these thieves run off, these bandits? Do you know where they went? And so in the text, when it comes to what the Buddha said that we should say in response to this, in order not to speak untruthfully, one could say, like, ultimately, I didn't see anything, because that's not speaking untruthfully. Like, ultimately, there are no phenomena, like truly existent phenomena. So yes, you're not speaking in a way that's a lie, or you could put it in the phrase of like, oh, I didn't pay attention, or something like that. But here, there are times we should recognize that this kind of like speaking truthfully, we need to be aware of the kind of circumstances. There are times when maybe it's better to not speak or to leave the sort of answer open rather than always speaking the truth or always putting that truth out there. So the second half says then, do not grimace or frown, but always maintain a smile. So here, like when we have a calm and happy mind, there's a kind of countenance to our face or an appearance that we have. Whereas like the kind of look that you get when you're about to get angry or something, it's like a grimace or a frown. I mean, that's not something that is very pleasant to see. So when we encounter others, we should have a kind of like pleasant look on our face, be smiling, be sort of happy and approachable, rather than having the kind of like a grimace or a frown when we encounter others. So here, if you're really a practitioner, really serious about practice, then to not be in the midst of a lot of people, to be sort of in a place of solitude, is a part of the kind of practice, and really spending the time on the cushion as well. So here, there is a sort of a parable or a saying in Tibetan that a single sort of hole in your cushion is better than 100 holes in your shoes. So like if you were to say going on a long pilgrimage and going all over to like all kinds of different pilgrimage sites, getting all of these holes in your shoes, like wearing yourself down going to all of those places, better than that is to get like one hole from your butt being on your cushion, rather than trying to sort of go and be in the midst of people. It's better to practice in solitude.
나마 누나 당하차 대차 다 당하차 대차네 아니 다고라지 아니 그런 동물을 죽스 당샤다 당샤네게 다 기준 밀레 드네 다고라지 파즈 돈네게 버르글 추시 살아 추시 제 딜레 상마시 살아 상바데 파 다 다고라지 파 드네 돈네 상바파 계산 계산네게 양 요 기준 밀레가 깨다 다고라지 추시다 그런 내 그런 난 담바 직단 제지 다데 담바 디 담아 디 시부지스 디 담아 디 그런 제를 하셨어 다디 그런 제에서도 네 다고라지 배내 소용 아니 주주 밀레를 좀 차차 당아 당아 제브르진의 휴에는 메타지 보고 예스 나도 주주 밀레가 메타한테 대고 말했어 다 당아도 카르테나 사람들 아니 주주 밀레가 야 샹시 네 남사주라 다 남사리야 제 네 디 쿠피 예유 도도니 베테르라 쿠 마사 테유 마사 테디 디 도도다 디 도도주라 어 디테르스 디테르 디니라 카라스나 주즈미레 쇼슈니 베트라고도 치 라고 다 고다지 라고도 요 차코찬 도도찬 디 데베사라 어 디테르스 맨 다고라시 삼았다 가사카나 만조 마랑 존이냐 메치세게 당하다 제레다 보다
So there's a story here also from Jetsun Milarepa with his student, and I think in English we mostly refer to him as Gampopa, but in the Tibetan Takuladye. But here, Gampopa, he had received all of these instructions from Milarepa, and he's being sent into the mountains to meditate. There was like a stream or a river that he had to cross, and so he's crossed across this river, across a bridge and whatever, and then Milarepa calls him back, says, hey, I have one more, like the precious instruction for you, this essential kind of instruction, like come back, I forgot to give you this one kind of thing. And so, of course, Gampopa Thakpo Lajie comes back across the bridge and, you know, is like, oh, I'm going to offer you a mandala and do this special thing. And Milarepa's like, no, you don't need to do that. I'm going to give you this special instruction. And so then he takes his pants, his clothing, and pulls them down to show his butt bones, which have become like totally hardened from like his rear end has become totally hardened from basically sitting on a cushion all the time. So the instructions are really like, you don't need to go a lot of places. Like, you need to get this callus on your backside from sitting on a cushion. So that was his final sort of like heart instructions to Gampopa.
Tangong ma nyan tiriya lang ya chung te pe ta chi ma shi te pe ka ro sang re sam ka ro che de ne ku long ji chu da ku long ti ta mi se thung dong ti to la ani ta par la ki wa thoma me me yon ne ri an ta par ne be go ta thung do ko ro la chang ta ran ne ri ta de ne ta ta re ngan du te ti to la ne ne man ta la tar ba chi to ye chi to That Tilly and Lavajan and Simjay Tamjay to the Sanjay Jacoban Tobarcha. And Simjay Tamjay, Sosola, Pata, Mama, Chevron, Yomare, getting Chimbun Re, and it Tare, Margaret, co op the Mazon Maratu, Nieta, Simjay Tamjay to the Sanjay Jacoban Tobarcha, Nimakulun Sango, Chu. What did Kulun Sango to Chu to be in Bayina? And it depend on Kade, you listen to Yogi, Yawtonga, Chambu, Karasun Rasana. 저게 공약고 진스 진주 심지어 단 인공 소소의 아 개조 나서 같은데 믹서 체모도 제 내가 먹고 제가 먹고 된데 최고 회원이나 저게 그런 대왕기 아니 백에기 개조도 맞으나 투스 신이 되어레스 또도 스티스 심지어 심이 되어레스 아니 빼들라 가르자레스나 아 빼나스 아마 지글라 부고 부치고 지금 맞아 요 말했어 아마 찍지 아 아마 찍지라 아니 부고 부치고 맞아 요 말했어 근데 이게 부치고 뒤 아니 뒤에서 자동차면 내가 무슨 부디 쉬우리스 다 부디 시연도 아마 만들다 셈다 항상 요리스 가르치는 요리스 되게 아마 그런다 부부지 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 부디 부리 부디다 부부 중중한 또 시연도 다 항상 셈다 시고 요리스 근데 셈다 주면 내가 없어 다양지 미션 다 그렇게 해서 다 된대 전에 다 내가 된대 망부든데 용시를 왔어 근데 내가 없어 나 지금 셈다 죽지 마 디디 자라서 요리스 요이나이나 아마들 셈다 배디 매워 친 요리스나 셈다 매워 친 거는 셈다 죽지 요로 왔어 디는 신기 요게 꿈이야 고지 최고이나 니군 내가 제베 내가 없어요 아니 저게 내 신고 꿈디 매워이나 그 심죽했지 로티도 신신대요래 대리 캐브라침 시고요래 예수원에다
So here, if we think about practicing like over the course of a day, when we wake up in the morning, setting a good motivation is really important. Like we've been asleep sort of like we were out cold and then we wake up and we have this opportunity to really reflect on the fact that for countless lives, we have been cycling in samsara, but right now we have the kind of fortunate opportunity to actually create the causes for attaining liberation, and even beyond that, attaining the state of Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. And so we have the ability with this kind of life to accomplish those sorts of aims. And so if we set a good kind of bodhicitta motivation in the morning, thinking I'm going to use my time, my efforts toward that type of goal, to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, then that kind of motivation that we have set in the morning carries through. So even if, like, during the rest of the day, in the middle of the day, we get really busy and we're not really actively thinking about that, that motivation, if we really made it forcefully, the power of that mind holds over. It kind of influences the rest of our actions throughout the day. So Jay Lama Tsongkhapa thinks about the benefit of this kind of intention. He gives an example of, like, if you were to imagine someone, though, and someone who, their child, like say a mother has only one child and only one son, like this is her precious son. And this mother who has only this one single child, her son dies. And so you could imagine the kind of grief that this person would experience. This mother would have such grief and such sorrow. Her sadness would really be there all the time. But imagine that, like, over the course of some time, she's got to go back to work and whatever. Maybe throughout the course of her work, she's able to get a little bit, like, involved in that work. And you might say, well, at that time, is her sadness gone? Is her grief gone? Well, no, it's still there, but it's kind of, like, in the background. If we make this kind of a motivation that really holds on, that, like, sets our intention, then it will hold for the rest of the day, even if it's not, like, actively in our thoughts.
어 진짜기다 고롱이야 오지 최토에 임베나 쇼가나 고롱이야 오지 투스 최토에 임베나 아니 공게 내가 소미신다 담만다 텐데 투어치마이나 아니 셈르르요와 시티요와 아니 지 남주도 야 보다 대수 쇼게 디원게 아니 니본테 줄래 보다 디데 용고요레 디원베인데 니 고롱이야 오지 최 아니 니고 내가 소 소소 계획 내가 제도에나 제 한데 많이 내가 담으면 되게 내가 가르치는 대수치 제조 양다 쇼게 고롱 티톤의 신지 체도 이 삼바체 다 공다마 냐가 나가나 다 지금 단이 듣고가 들었다 데리네 내가 가르쳐 임바 야가 가르쳐 임바 누가 가르쳐 임바 삼바시다 삼바다니 아니 내가 야가 제일 아 당연히 데리네 야가 제일 톱송 삼바 아니 가고 제조 이런 체 다 내가 누가 데리네 뭐 제주 가서 나고 다 데리네 야가 중마송 삼바에게 개바체 아니 생기 양 that 디데니 메시 상하지 좀 생각하지 때 근데 디데기 딱 디링 사베 계자티 아니 야 뭐와 조상남을 생제 담제 대와 당 템베 대와 당 템바 조지 냠베 아니 상제고 라무니 조로 규베 생제 담제 상제 고본 토베 조 조지 냠베 아니 뭐와 치미남스타 아니 또 냐테네 아니 마직 또 자라 아니 생이한테 디제 디제 나 곰지야 야르도와
So here here, if we have set a good motivation in the morning, that kind of motivation carries through. It helps to keep our mind, when we are, say, meeting with people throughout the day, more calm and peaceful. Like if we're meeting with others and having to deal with various situations that arise, we are able to face those in a more calm, peaceful kind of a way. As well, we might actually think about doing virtuous actions. And in this way, at the end of the day, we can kind of reflect on looking at the sort of positive actions that we've done, rejoice, thinking about the good things that we've done, and those sorts of negative actions that we've done. So like taking account of what we did throughout the day, like looking what kind of positive things that I do and feeling a kind of joy in those, rejoicing in those. And those sorts of negative actions that we have done, feeling a kind of regret and generating some kind of resolve not to engage in those toward in the future. And then making a kind of dedication, those positive actions that we have created, dedicating those toward the enlightenment of all sentient beings, toward the Buddhahood of all sentient beings. Then this kind of like dedication to close our day, if we then start again the next day, this is a really good way to practice throughout our days.
That the one, you do send out to and send a message in the gas. That you do Tayaji, then to Susu de Nala, during which day, Kogamevache, Manche, Tachila, Tokoga to the Che, Shendanyam to Janja, Mishendanyam to Janja, to Tokoga of Zimba in us.
Peggy me, Chipa Tsubu, you were in Mina, Michipa Tsubu, the Sosokuya, Kola Kalatas or Tendigitin Batang, Kotan Trevas, and Kola Kasinia Boshi. Tago Mitsubu, the Tuya Cheto, Korea Batata, Tungi, Tungi, and Legachi, Chiche. And then Labjati, Yaro, Yaro, Yaratane, Chite, turn up too much in it. And it's so curious, Chite, and it's so curious. अनि या या तो स्टिंग रेस व्हाट इन द सॉन्ग तां ता जिम्बा दिखते तो ला जिम्बा दिखे चीज़ चीज़ व्हाट इन द सॉन्ग है अनि जुम्मा तो ला ता आ दिखते तो शुरू
So here then it says, in general, when you see others, be free of miserliness and delight in giving. Relinquish all thoughts of envy. So most of the time we have to engage with others. We aren't, most of us aren't living in that kind of situation of isolation. So when we need to engage with others or be sort of in the midst of others, we should be, as it says, free of miserliness and delight in giving. So here, one shouldn't sort of feel like, oh, I want to hold on to things that are mine and not share or give to others, but rather we should be willing to give to others. of the six perfections, or the 10 perfections, the Buddha, the sage, has taught generosity first, in part because generosity is one of the easier kinds of virtues for us to engage in, but also because it is a practice that draws others in, that draws others to us. So the best way to like make friends, to come to like, get along with others, is to not entice them, but to bring them in with material kinds of gifts. And so in terms of the four means of gathering disciples, to first provide materially for others, to give material gifts, and then to speak kindly, to give them advice in accordance with their various needs in order to be able to subdue or to benefit them. So here, in terms of generosity, when someone is like trying to practice generosity, this is an easier kind of practice to engage in. It also helps to be able to draw others to us, such that we are maybe able to give them advice. So when someone is like, say, doing something that is badly behaved, and we want to help them correct that, in order to do so, we need to have the right kind of means and methods to be able to give them advice. And being generous is one of the first ways to be able to draw people to you in a way that you can then be of benefit. So, if there are any questions, we'll open it up for questions, but otherwise, I'll... Yes, Rodney.
It seems awfully paradoxical to say if you want to be of benefit to others, then go off and be by yourself. get calluses on your ass and hope they don't find your body.
Sācā wēnbā dēyā dāng sēmchēn shēmbā lā pēntō chēyā dī gēndā rāwō sāngdē tāngyō wā jīkbō rāwō sācā wēnbā rāwō dēnā mā gōng gyādīng dēnā dā shēmbā lā ngūnsū pēyā yō mā rēs āni dī tāng gāgī mā rā bēs
Rang mato wala xian duye tam mebe yesu di jie zonga wala chibirgi Rang mato wala xian duye tab chune yoma yesu di yoyinba yin duye ki ane tangboru rang kyu duwa xe goyosu wosu ma ta mi xin da na tukse duwa che bala susu tangbo yako simgi duwa che ane tizu yako xe chungu gore yesu di chunga yinba yina ane xini ma ane chun xe 다 지존나마 통과했대 통과해서 어디 맞아요 있나 아니 지소로 통과 통과했나 최신에는 대상이 편토 말했어 말한처럼 미들라 냠뇽 윤데 냠뇽 똑바이 윤데 가다 간섬지 예배에 미치기 개시신 쌤 수고탄 미들라 냠뇽다 되게 개개 매월 미치 개시해버니 시에 식고 찍겨래 임바이나 미패줘 미들 팬야들라 배티 땀 믿음순도 비켜버리는 부탁한다 미디 냠뇽부터 안에도 시계시 시해줘 인바이나 편도치 냠뇽 매워라 때지 냠부 가서 시해버리나 시다시다 편도 말해 매워 인바이도 당부 소소 약고 두어째 디 두어째 눈에 다 지수 없대나 고아 텐바이나 되게 두서나 근데 마 텐바이나 빼야 그랬어요
So here, as it's said, the Buddha teaches, as well as Jailama Tsongkhapa, that without taming ourselves, there's no way to tame others or to subdue others. So we all have to make an attempt to tame our own mind before we attempt to try to help others, like teach them the Dharma and so forth. So here, we can only really make an effort to be of benefit to society once we have tried to like work on our own kind of mind. Here, I think it's illustrative that, for example, if you have someone who has a lot of experience in a particular topic, like they've studied it for a long time and they have a lot of experience, and then you have someone that really has no idea, but they both say the same thing, they both give the same explanation. The explanation from the person that has experience is something that we're really going to benefit from. Like, we feel what's behind that kind of explanation, and that creates greater benefit. So if we are able to work on our minds or subdue our minds without sort of extricating ourselves from society completely, that's great. But for most of us, we need to have that kind of solitude in order to try to work on our own mind. So it's not necessarily in total contradiction, but hopefully that gets at some of it. So here there is an example that is given, like this comes up also from in terms of like, sorry, there's a first before this next part is like when you hear something about bodhicitta from His Holiness, that makes a difference than just hearing about it from some other random person, right? We feel something different when we know the person has some kind of experience with that. And then to turn to the next thing is, so there's Devadatta, who was like a cousin of the Buddha's, who asked a number of questions to which the Buddha did not reply. But one of them was about this, that like, well, if you are about benefiting sentient beings, then why is it that you abide in isolated kind of solitary places? And then the other three questions that he asked as sort of having similar kind of odd repercussions, you could say, it's like, well, why do you wear clothes that are cut? Like these are cut clothes that are, you know, then re-sewn together. Like, isn't that harmful to the people that put all this effort in making this cloth, and then you cut it apart? So like, how could you wear cut cloth? And then the next was, how can you drink milk? And I was misunderstanding the word for calf as monkey, so I was like, what are the, we don't drink monkey milk. Bovine milk, like how can you drink milk? It's harmful to the calf. And then how can you eat salt? Because that generates attachment in the body, it said. So one of these questions that was posed to the Buddha by Devadatta was about, if you're really about helping other sentient beings, then how come you abide in an isolated place like this? So that was, he didn't give a response to that though. Yeah, Beth, did you have a question?
I can understand how for a Buddhist practitioner who's really serious, dying alone makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of us who have loved ones who are dying or friends who are not Buddhists, who are pure materialists,
mm-hmm.
Abandoning them at the time of death would be cruel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a question.
Do you mean at the time of your death?
People who are dying like that, but also
you mean her
more
death or theirs?
Think about the Western
issues
of death.
Okay, so you're saying like when they are dying, to not be there is sort of a help to them?
Well, yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be a help to them, not being there.
Yeah. But, 나도 남바 냠냠년 제가 은행이나 다 시기유나 다 지고시나 시 디다고 삼았던 거와 이 무게 매나 디그레스라 이는 나도 디 남바 레스니 남바 그 삼수던 튜네 된 냠년 제야 답체 제기로와 이는 시기엔 디 남바 매나 다 먼저 지게 남아라 카레 카레 제고레스 먼저 라 마트나 디 말해 와 먼저 어 지코시나 시스 디더스 삼나 디 에서 말 와 마라브라메 다 카레 카레 제고레스 먼저 디 시켄 디 남바메나
어 데데 그런소 딱 말한소 다 디데 지고라 아 배주 디 남바 예민 삼땅 말해 나란토 외에 아니 고란다 아니 메남 카르캬바냐 메남 스캬 아니 미코즈라 아니 캬람스 삼모탄다나 타라 삼모티데데 땅스 아 망제로 믹사카시 셰고마레 지웅게 쯔불리 빗땡당 미스 상고 치고야 땅 셈마 시고야 땅 테조 콘졸레 밥셰캬 아니 시도 담아 시도 지리요이나 아니 소소게 사카르 대바요이나 아니 대바텔라 소소게 삼모토 스탄르초 양마나 상고 즉 셴라 펜도치에게 짐바탕고고요이나 셴라 펜도카르치에 딘데게 지운 선물이 직바르와 임바이드게 딘데게 아니 셈 상고치 키르주에 돌아 납시시자 제나 딘데 상고 상마 딘데 데르테네 아니 미기 우드도와이나 페 펜도요 페 펜도 비셔는 당하는 주 치료라 디 가주이나 라디오 신제들이 싫어지듯 아니 대존 나도 참 암전 부자 아니 되게 남았다 기분 담배 채든데 암전 고아지 아니 잠주신다 동의 또 왔다 다 되게 쓴 자태서 공주 암전 고아지 제소나 되게 그 뱅그로 되게 된 남아 이나 마이나 개박해요 말하고 어디 지나는 편도 빼야고 이렇게 빼야고
Yeah, so obviously we shouldn't abandon those who are dying at the time of death, although that's a sort of like an objective for those who might be serious practitioners. If we are with somebody who is dying, whether or not they are Buddhist, we should make positive sort of prayers for them at the time of death. And ideally, for the person who is dying, turn their mind toward something positive, whether that is some sort of higher power or God that they might have faith in, to be able to turn their mind toward that object of faith at the time of death is something positive, or to be able to turn their thoughts, their mind toward like benefiting others, something that is helpful in that way. This is something that will definitely be beneficial, whether or not the other party is Buddhist, to be able to put them in the kind of positive frame of mind, whether it's towards whatever object of faith or letting them know that you are making prayers for them or thinking positive things for them. And so this doesn't just apply to humans, like we encounter animals as well that we see dying sometimes. times, and there is the practice of like saying mantras into their ears or the names of holy beings and so forth in order to bring that into their minds. Although they aren't Buddhist or they really can't be Buddhist, it is something that is beneficial regardless of whether the recipient sort of accepts Buddhism or not. So we can bring a lot of benefit to those at the time of death. It's not necessarily that we should be aspiring for them to be alone.
나나 안 추정기 아 시미치로도 스메남자로시 계속 안에 대령아야가 어떻게 가셔야 당면어 약자 없이 계속 가고 싶죠. 어떻게 될 거래? 네 다들이 계속 삼수시에 중마서 안에 삼수 여행이나 아니 안에 그 같은다 도마도 공주 삼수 가는 듯이 이렇지. 아니 많이 안다 샤주 당서라 연변도 삼산나라 치스여에는 정말 도를 배가 좀 드시나 같은 시야.
So there are the practices, and we get called to say prayers and like mantras at the time of death and so forth. And these are things that we can learn more about. And so again, if there are other things that people have thought of in terms of like wanting to hear about our Western ideas, you can talk to Drolma or, yes, or me. Yeah, he also mentioned your name. So, but yeah, we'll leave it there for tonight.
So, thank you,
Mama. Yeah.